Well, we sure hope today you're talking about technology, because that's what we're going to be talking about on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. You are the key person because we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. We have a great discussion. We walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. And I hope today, Jerry, with this topic, that we all have a kind of a new outlook, a new mindset on this topic of technology.
That's right. Technology is so prevalent in all of our lives. Debbie and I and our producer Ace, we were talking off the air before the show about some experiences that we have had with technology just kind of really almost controlling people's lives. It's something, it is so beneficial. Smartphones, iPads, computers, all of these things, they could be used for so many beneficial things. But at the same time, they can sort of wrap their arms around us and hold us in their grip to the point where we're really just never really away from them at all, or never really looking into our screens for a little while. So we want to talk with you today about really what role technology plays in your life. Is it controlling your life? Do you have control of it? Is there a good balance in your life? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Are you married to your cell phone? Have you ever heard that before? Are you married to your cell phone? What's up with that? Your cell phone is everywhere. It's at the dinner table. You take it some people actually, believe it or not, I've seen this many times. People take it into the restroom and they're talking in the restroom and the phone is attached to them. They have their earpiece in and they're just talking away in the car, constantly on the phone, the technology, the computer, like you said, Jerry, the iPad, being just hooked up to technology. So Jerry's right. Is there a balance in your life, or do you feel technology is controlling you? We want to hear from you. You don't have to out yourself, but just tell us the details. 833-288-3986. Need to fill up those phone lines because people are listening. We have brand new listeners each and every weekday. And by the way, if you're listening right now, we consider you part of the Take Two family. So you don't have to wait to call in or say, maybe I should listen to the show for a couple months before I call in. If you feel prompted by the Spirit, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, please weigh in because we count on you. It's your takes, your lived experiences that help us learn and grow. At 833-288-3986.
Yeah, you are the teachers. You are the ones who inspire and educate and motivate and edify on this program. And something that you have to say could very well be something that turns somebody else's life around. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that something you share could possibly save a soul. That's what we try and do on this program, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, is have conversations about real life things that are important to us, but maybe sometimes a little too important or a little too attached to, things like that. So please do dial the number right now. Phone lines are wide open. Matt Gabensky is one of the best call screeners in the world, maybe the best ever, and he will swiftly get you up on our board and get you ready to go on the air. The number is 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986.
Boy, I sure hope Matt heard your great compliment. He's the best in the world.
Yeah.
He's a world leader. Right? No, he really is. He's fabulous. Sometimes we just call him up just to talk to him because we can. He just said, thank you. He said, wow, thank you. You're welcome, Matt. You deserve it. Okay, now go ahead, answer the phones. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Maybe call in and say to Matt, congratulations that you are the world's best call screener. 833-288-3986. Now, let's just say it, Jerry. I mean, we're using technology to connect to EWTN, the main campus, right? So we're using technology. We have computer screens around us. We have this little internet unit called a Comrex that we connect to EWTN studios. And so we're very grateful for technology. But what if you were told for the rest of your life, you're going to have handcuffs on, and one handcuff is on your wrist and the other one is attached to one of these devices for the rest of your life? Would that be a good thing? We want to talk about it. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and please tell us about maybe certain routines that you have, disciplines maybe you've imposed upon yourself. Like, I know some people at night, they will put their cell phone across the room, even if even if they use it for their alarm to get up in the morning, the cell phone is across the room. For me, I usually have it on the bed about 2 or 3 feet away from me, and I will admit, I do, when I hear it vibrate, I have the ringer off, but when I hear it vibrate and I'm awake, I usually grab it and see what it is, you know?
You do?
I do. I'm outing myself.
Uh-oh.
But also, you know where I do have discipline? I mentioned before that I listen to worship music to start my holy hour every morning, and I use my phone to do that with a headset, and so I have the ringer off. Of course, I have my phone in church, but the ringer's off. But then, as I'm getting into the rest of my holy hour, the prayer, the meditations, the scripture reading, and so forth, I'll hear it vibrate, Debbie, and I'm like, I just want to kind of reach over there for it and see what it is. But I say, no, I am not going to do that
right now.
I am communing with God right now in His house. So I do put limits on that. So I'd love to hear how other people, you know, kind of manage those individual unique situations.
I wasn't trying to make fun of you, but I think that's so funny the way you go, no. It's kind of like we do have to talk to ourselves like we would talk to like a small child or a dog, right? No, don't touch that. No. because it is very tempting to pick up that phone and always check, you know, what's going on, because we don't want to fall behind. We don't want to miss a message. I read recently that people respond. This is fascinating. People respond to text messages as fast as eight seconds. 8 seconds. I mean, you barely can read it, and then you're just shooting off a text.
Well, I can't type with my two thumbs that fast. Seriously.
What about the voice texts? I think those are hilarious. You get like this real, like, I don't know, rigid, regimented voice text, huh?
You know what I do with text messages? This will surprise a lot of people. I don't like to type with my thumbs, so I'll type an email to myself, and I copy the text and paste it in to a text message.
Wow.
So a lot of texts that I send, yeah, I don't like to type with my thumbs. Hey, phone lines are open. Does technology have a grip on you, or are you in control of it? 833-288-3986. It's your show. We need to hear from you.
We're asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, is technology controlling you, or do you have it in balance, or do you think it's so overwhelming and it's just ruining your life and your relationships? I've heard of this thing that a lot of people do, this text dating. They date through text messages. It's
That sounds romantic.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, how do you really, you know, develop that emotional attachment and stuff? It's just interesting to me. But let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. We do have a couple open phone lines. We'd like you to fill those lines if you want to say something about technology, good, bad, indifferent, whatever you want to say. We want to hear from you. But before we get to Holly, who's up first in Duluth, Minnesota, I just wanted to mention that EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel. It's live every morning at 8 Eastern Time, right after the Sunrise Morning Show. So to be sure you don't miss out, we can send a link to your email inbox every day. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Okay, great. You mentioned Holly in Duluth, Minnesota. That's where we're going to start our phone calls today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Holly listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello there. How are you, Holly?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Doing pretty well. Fire away. What do you think of this topic?
Well, I think for some people, their phones are attached to them at the hip and they can't let go. Sometimes I do use my phone too much, but I love to use my phone, and I have all my alarms set on my phone for medications and for to wake up in the morning to make sure I am up on time. But my phone I use every morning for my prayers, because I was put on medications years ago that affected my short-term memory and some of my memory. So I use it for first thing in the morning for the Chaplet Divine Mercy. Then I go into the rosary, and then I use Liturgy of the Hours for my morning prayers, and then I go into the Our Lady of Sorrows prayers. So I don't forget prayers in the morning every single day. And that is my focus on my prayers and my meditation first thing in the morning. And also in the evening.
Sure. No, Holly, that is it's a fantastic use of technology, the cell phones. Like I said before, I do the same thing to listen to my worship music. I have the Magnificat. I have it on my phone. I don't use the printed version. I use the electronic version on my phone. So I find that very, very useful in my spiritual and prayer life as well. There are some, this is just, the thing is, we have to really make an intentional effort. We have to think about this, and maybe every day, if necessary, say, how am I using my technology? Do I have control of it? How is it benefiting me? In what ways, especially in my spiritual life? And in what ways maybe am I a little too dependent upon it? And Debbie, I think if we do that, if we take that mental intentional inventory, we're going to be okay.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think that's a good use, Holly, for what's going on in your life and, taking medicine and doing stuff like that. I do the same thing with my phone. My biggest concern with technology is that when it goes down or it's lost or it's broken or something happens, what happens to all the things that we've transferred over into that device that is helping us, run our lives? Like phone numbers, for instance, or like Jerry was saying, that the dependency on it, because we have it be involved so much in our daily lives that if it does fail us and go down, people are lost. I know folks right now that cannot remember people's phone numbers. Well, what happens if you lose your phone and you have to, say, I got to call my husband, you don't even know his phone number?
Right.
I mean, what do you think, Holly? I'm thinking of kind of that level of dependence.
No, I understand that too. I mean, there's a lot of numbers I don't know because they are programmed in my phone, but I do know the important people's telephone numbers that I do need. Those I have, they are locked in my brain, like my husband's cell, mm-hmm. my daughter's cell. I don't remember my son's cell because it's changed so many times. But, I mean, certain cell numbers I do know that are urgent. And right. certain telephone That's numbers fair. I do know that are urgent. Those are mm-hmm. kind of ingrained in my head. But I understand that concept because my daughter has the same problem. Because I ask her, what's my telephone number? She goes, I don't know what's in my cell. And I'm like...
That's
I'm like,
my point.
Well, what's their home number? I said, what's their home number? She goes, I don't know. I said, well, it's the same number that you grew up with. You should know it by heart.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, now all we have to do is say, hold the button down and say, call mom.
Isn't it a
Siri or call, call, this friend or that friend or this sibling or that sibling. Holly, great contribution. Thanks. You've gotten us off to a great start here today. Keep up the prayer life. It sounds like you've got a great mm-hmm. regimen going there. And please keep us in your prayers, if you will, as well.
Is that what it is, Siri? Doesn't Siri dial things for you and do stuff like that?
The Apple version of Siri, yeah. I think
the Apple version.
Other
okay.
different phone brands have their own, I call her the woman in my phone.
Okay, so you can just talk to that woman in your phone and say, call somebody, and she calls him?
Yeah, you got to hold the button down. If I've done this, I would say, call Debbie Giorgiani. Call Debbie home or call Debbie Giorgiani.
Wow. Wow.
You didn't know that?
No. I try really hard not to get into those, automated things. It just, I don't know why. I just don't, I guess there's a little bit of a hesitancy in me because I know if I do it, I may get dependent on it, and I don't want to do that. So I'm trying to. I do everything manually. I still keep a manual day timer. I love
day timers.
That's
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
833-288-3986. Talking about the role of technology in your life. Got a great email here from, I'm going to say, Ulysses, I hope I said your name right, in Brazil. He says, Jerry and Debbie, I am a frequent listener of your show here in Brazil. I love your program. I wrote to tell you how technology is enslaving people here in my country. Even the income tax here is done online. Well, a lot of that is done here too, online. For older or middle-aged people, this is a torture, a nightmare. Many people have documents on their cell phones. Many have bank accounts that they access via cell phones. The technology here is limitless. It makes me very sad to see people so dependent on technology. I love you guys. Best regards from Brazil. Thank you, Ulysses, for that email. He's pointing out a lot of things. I actually do some of those things myself, you know, online banking and stuff like that, you know, so.
But what happens if, do you have it backed up somewhere? Like, what happens if the phone goes away or it drops?
I hope the bank has it backed up. For what little money I have in there, you know, I hope they have it backed up.
Okay, Jeff Burson, our social media manager, is making fun of me now. I don't think he's laughing with me. He's laughing at me. He says, Debbie has a rotary phone. That's correct, Jeff, and it's now cool again. Okay, these retro phones are cool again.
They are becoming cool again, yeah. Not always to use as a phone, but just as kind of a decorative piece in your house, right?
Right, exactly. A conversation piece. Okay, so we're going to hear what Roxanne has to say in South Carolina, listening on Sirius XM 130. Talk to us about technology, Roxanne. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hello. Hi. My phone, I usually leave it in the kitchen. As soon as I get home from work, I leave it in the kitchen. And my husband, actually, he works a different shift than I do. And the phone is usually on vibrate because I work at school. But I work satellite. It's like a satellite. So I have to have my phone to be able to work on my computer at the school. And this morning, I went to school. And I didn't have my phone. And what I didn't tell the screener was that I have to have my phone to get into my house because that house gets unlocked by the phone.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, I guess this is a perfect example, Debbie, that Roxanne actually needs the phone to work on the satellites at work in the school. And I don't have a similar situation, but there are times when I've left home without my phone, and I'm not going that far, and I think, well, I can go without it for, you know, the next half hour or hour, but no, if I'm just a little ways down the road, I'll stop and turn around and go back and get it, just to have it, you know?
Yeah. But did I hear it correctly, though, Roxanne, that you couldn't even get into the house because the phone was in the house?
I had to go through the garage.
Wow.
To go inside because I have a keypad on the back door that I could punch in the numbers to get in.
See, that's exactly what my point about this. I always, for me anyway, Roxanne, this is just how I do things. My husband and I, we're so old fashioned thinking. We always do everything that we can get into or do manually, and then we do the technology. So we have both. We do both. And I'm constantly, like, I know people, like you, Jerry, you said it, and I think it was talked about earlier, that people put their, you know, passwords on their phones. They do everything. Well, and then that just makes me crazy in my brain, because I'm like, well, what happens if I lose my phone? So now I also keep a whole paper of the passwords as well, you know? And so it's interesting. So have you thought about that, Roxanne? Are you going to have a plan B next time that you could manually get into the house?
Well, I mean, I should have a key, but I don't always bring it with me because I can unlock the door to get in it. But I am actually consider myself computer illiterate or electronically illiterate. So all of this electronics in my house has to do with my husband.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like a smart house. You have it all hooked up to your phone and stuff like that.
Everything, yes. Everything in the house is smarter than I.
Well, I guess maybe you learned a little bit of a lesson, Roxanne, today with your experience. We're glad that it worked out okay for you, and we're grateful that you called the show. Will you keep listening and call again sometime, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. God bless you. Yeah, we're learning a lot today already so far.
I'm learning a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think every time we do the show, it always kind of comes back to a healthy balance, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All things in moderation. Hey, on social media, this video is streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Hi, guys. And Michael M., a regular viewer, said this today. I need technology. How else can I spend time with Jerry and Debbie?
Oh, that's a good use of technology.
He says, okay, I admit, I'm addicted to playing computer games. But Michael, at least while you're playing computer games, you're listening to us. So we appreciate that. You're growing in your relationship with God while having a good time playing some computer games.
Right. That's good multitasking. Okay, so do we have more? We have more social media coming
in. Yeah, I just wanted to read one other one for now, and then we'll get back to the calls. Carla on YouTube says, technology is controlling my life at this moment. I have very bad motion sickness and have been laying down a lot. I've been watching a lot of EWTN, reading Psalms, and watching vlogs, V-L-O-G-S, video logs.
Mm. Wow.
So that's good.
I have heard that spending too much screen time and being, you know, with our gadgets all the time, it can add to headaches and eye strain and also vertigo, and so that could be a rough, you know, side effect.
I guess I'll just read one more if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Yeah,
we have a lot of Michaels listening. Michael J says, "Hey, I'm going VCR shopping. Hit me up on my pager if you need me."
I still have a pager in the drawer. It's just, see, they're conversation pieces. I love that. And I do have a VCR, too.
Well, Michael J., you are dating yourself, brother, because Debbie and I definitely remember the VCRs, which were almost impossible to program. I never owned a pager, but I knew a lot of people who did. So thanks for weighing in.
Oh, I loved pagers. Yeah. I loved pagers. I felt like a private investigator.
Good.
How about the good old-fashioned 8-tracks? Remember the 8-tracks?
Oh, okay. I do so well.
Okay, so let's see what Margie has to say in Marietta, Georgia, listening on our friends at The Quest. Hi, Margie. Thanks for waiting. Tell us what you think about technology.
Well, I don't think a whole lot of it myself. I'm kind of like you, I'm not really into it, but you got to be in this day and time. And so I don't have any banking, that anything that I have to use it other than the phone, and I really love the photos. However, that being said, about how I don't like it, when I dropped it in the lake, I fell into a puddle of tears, but I had no idea. Thank goodness my girlfriend knew to call somebody, and then he told me that if you pay Apple, you know, then it's all in the cloud, and then we went over there, and the guy replaced it, which I felt like, oh my gosh, you just kept me, you know, sane, because I just had no idea. I thought I lost all those numbers, and that was my most important thing. But what I was really wanting to talk about was a weekend that I took. It was a birthday, and I really didn't want to. I just wanted to be by myself, and I went down to the beach, and I got a very high condo that just looked at the water. And on my birthday, I started it off. It was a Sunday, and I went to Mass, and when I came back, I powered down my phone. And I didn't open that phone again until the next morning. It was just the most glorious time that I had. And I thought anybody just with well-wishing and whatnot, it'll be on my phone and I can listen to it and respond to it on the way home. But I had this time that I wanted to just hear what God had to say to me.
Oh, how beautiful. Margie, if you can hold on just for a minute, you hear that music there. We will let our local affiliates and networks say a few words to their listeners, and we will get right back with you. And we have Chester in Houston, Matt screening a couple of other calls, and two lines open as we talk about the balance in our lives with technology. Does it control you, or are you in control of it? 833-288-3986. Take two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. Thanks to the show team. Jeff Burson is on social media. Our producer is Ace McKay. He is on the controls today. And Matt Gabinski is screening lots and lots of calls. We have many people to get to, more email, more social media. But we are continuing our conversation with Margie in Marietta, Georgia. And I love all that you have said, Margie, so far. You said you don't think a lot of technology, but you know you have to use it. And then you took that occasion. I think you said it was on your birthday just to turn it off for the entire day. What was the fruit of that? You know, did you commune with God? I mean, did you just look at nature? You know, what were the things that kind of, how did you benefit from having, you know, that gadget turned off for, say, 24 hours?
It was probably one of the most peak things that I've ever done for myself, just for myself, is not talk to anybody, but listen to God. And like I said, I was up high. I just wanted to look at the water and the ocean. And the next morning I went out, and it was just like I felt like I had a toe in heaven. It was just, it was gorgeous. It was just like I'd ask him questions. I had things on my mind about this. And I felt like I was just asking a question, and the answer would come before I even got it all out, because he knows what our heart is. And so for me, it was the biggest gift that I gave myself. And and for me, COVID has not been a bad thing, because it has quieted everything down. And I'm blessed to be able to sit here and look out, and have birds that know this is a good meal place, and they come every day. And I just find that all of this technology robs us of our own individuality, and certainly our connection to God, our Creator, and all the beauty that He has. We're always looking in this little thing of animation and man-made junk, and we're missing the best thing of our creation, you know, of our lives here. So, like I say, you know, I know it was important, because I did fall in a heap of tears when I dropped mine in a lake, but thinking that I was losing all those numbers, and how was I going to get this back? And like I say, luckily the guy knew how to do it. But when it all said and done, you know, we just owe it to ourselves to turn this mess off. Otherwise, we are giving our entire lives, our minds, our thoughts away to another entity. And of course, I guess we all remember, well, if you're old enough, reading 1984 back in high school.
Right.
And very much always remember that scene with them, all the little pigs that were looking up at one screen being told what to do. And I thought, this is what this has all become. So it is up to us to limit, and our children to limit, the amount of influence that we allow some other entity to put on us. And of course, social media with kids and stuff, they don't have a chance to even go out and play anymore and see what earth and dirt and, you know, bugs and all that good stuff.
Frogs are all and snakes about. And
yeah, you know, and put, you know, run around the grass with their bare feet and stuff, because they're always tied into something. My grandchildren came, and of course it was hot outside, but nevertheless they sat in and watched a movie, you know, a kids show. And of course all of those are all nothing but violence. And so what I try to, you know, I try to limit even myself. I didn't go even and check computer emails for 2 days. And all of a sudden I get on it, and I'd missed an opportunity for something. But I said, oh, you know, and then I said, no, is it worth that much aggravation to me to try to be there for somebody else all the time? And I'm over 70, so I feel like this is my time to, you know, figure out, okay, we're tidying up all these years, and am I the person that I feel God created me to be? And that's what I'm trying to hear and listen.
Margie, you made some great, great points, and I'm so glad that you called in today. You felt prompted by the Spirit, because, you know, you really helped others, because, you know, thousands are listening right now and absorbing it. And as we went on into that short break, I was thinking, boy, Margie just gave me a great idea, because I remembered this from months ago. But of course, you know, as everything is moving so quickly, I forget what I ate for dinner last night, because everything's going so quickly. But I remember months ago, I called this number. It was the circumstances don't matter, but I called this number, and the voicemail on the cell phone said something to this effect. I take messages all week long, and on Sunday, I don't answer any messages. So if you're going to leave a message, I'm not going to get back till Monday. If it's an absolute emergency, you can call me on my home number. And they made it clear that Sunday was going to be a day of no cell phone, no connection to it. And when you just said what you said about your story, Margie, I thought, you know, that is brilliant. I'm thinking I'm going to switch my voicemail to do that, because we all need to sometimes stop with this virtual reality and really get back into what's really real, right? And organic, and you know, like you said, going out there into nature and communing with God and talking and really having soul to soul connection rather than this virtual, that we're tied to in technology. So I just want to thank you. You just gave me an amazing idea. So thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless.
God bless you, Margie. Thanks for the call. 833-288-3986. I think an analogy that just came to mind for me, Debbie, is there's an analogy to praying. Sometimes we think if we're going to start a prayer life, it has to be this robust hour or two a day and rosary and chaplet and mass and holy hour and all that. No, we want to start, excuse me, if we need to just pray 15 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. And we can do the same thing with our cell phone. Set it aside somewhere where it's not within reach for 15 minutes. And then maybe build up to a half an hour and then maybe an hour. And then, like you said, a whole day on the Lord's Day. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree with you. The idea of doing, less is more is great, because you're right. I think it overwhelms us when we have to feel like we have to dedicate many hours to something. Just do a little bit at a time. I think it's brilliant. Thank you again, Margie. Great call. Okay. We're going to move to Chester, and Chester is in Houston, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Chester. Thank you for waiting. Tell us about your take on technology.
Oh, first, I want to thank you for your prayers. My pancreatic cancer tumors decreased by 2/3, and the marker, the C19 marker, has gone down. So thank you very much for that.
Thanks for letting us know, Chester. We definitely have been praying, so thank you.
Yeah, that prayers always help. Anyway, the technology that I use, Z-Wave, and I use Blue, and then I use Wi-Fi, and then there's almost so many platforms, it gets confusing on how to use these tools. And then I go to bed, and I'll watch EWTN, or I'll watch Father Alar on Divine Mercy Channel, and I'll listen to their doing the rosary, and they do the holy, they do Divine Mercy Chaplet. And then I like to listen to Father Mike Schmidt on the TV, and he'll do the readings, what is it, one day, the Bible in a year, from Mike Schmidt, or Father Mike Schmidt, I'm sorry, I should always say that.
Right.
And so technology has helped me, because I'm not supposed to go to Sunday Mass because it's too crowded, so I have to go on the week. The doctors don't want me to compromise myself. I'm taking a lot of chemo.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you very much for all your help.
Oh, Chester, absolutely. And again, we're just elated to hear the good health news from you. And, what you have pointed out is something that, you're similar to me in many ways. I often wonder how much most people use their cell phones for, because there's so many things it can do. I use it for phone calls, texting, occasionally email, and once in a while an app like the Magnificat app or something like that. So I'm probably utilizing, I don't know, 5% of the capacity or capabilities of my cell phone, but I'm trying to use them for good purposes, as you are too. And so we really need to thank God at the end of the day for this technology, because of the good things, the spiritual benefits it can bring into our lives, even though, with as with everything else, there can be a lot of nasty stuff going on as well. We just need to obviously use it for the good things. Debbie, what do you think?
I agree, but I want to go back to the very beginning in the praise report, Chester. We are so, I tell you, when you shared what you shared about, you know, thanking for the prayers and reminding all of us how prayer is powerful. I mean, tomorrow is our urgent prayer request show. And Chester, yes, you've been lifted up in prayer on a regular basis. And to hear that, you know, things are moving in a better direction for you, that I'm so emotional right now because of that. And I just want to say, I'm so happy for you that, and that must really, make you feel, comforted, cared for and loved by everyone that is praying for you, plus all of heaven, right? Because we're all together in this. So I pray it continues to go in a wonderful direction for you.
Yeah. And you always got to give thanks for every day that you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give thanks at the end of the day that you've had a good day.
Right.
And then what prayers you need to say from then on.
Yeah.
Right.
And I try to talk to Jesus all the time, but it's a lot of, it's not one sided, because I sometimes feel responsible. I don't hear a voice, but I feel like things are going good.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Wow.
Yeah, well, what a great man you are, Chester. The prayers of the Take-Two family will continue, and we look forward, God willing, to some future praise reports even better than this one. So, brother, thank you so much. Have a beautiful day, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. A couple of emails. You mind if I read one?
No, please do.
This one is from Anne. Sent from her iPhone. Okay, how appropriate. Hello, Jerry and Debbie. Like everyone, I use my phone a lot. However, I did live without electricity for 4 years, hidden away in the woods. I loved it and miss it immensely. No running water, hand pump well outside, outhouse, and no, I didn't freeze to the seat when even there were ice crystals on it. And I heated with wood, showered at Planet Fitness, cheaper than a truck stop. While living there, I discovered Divinum Officium and began accessing it daily for the Liturgy of the Hours. I hope I said that right. I also found Dom Geringer at Sensus Fidelium and began reading his liturgical year. I have since purchased all 15 volumes, as well as the monastic diurnal from Clear Creek Abbey in Oklahoma. Not sure I would have found or even heard of these glorious resources without technology. So like most things, good and bad, we must be discerning Christians in all things. And that is sent from Anne today.
Wow, that is amazing. Anne, that is incredible. Wow, can you imagine having a pumped well and having to, I mean, talk about back in the Little House on the Prairie days, right? Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
I loved that show. That was like my favorite show. Okay, before we get to Gary, can I just say something? Because I'm really kind of sitting here internally praying, saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just going to do an open public confession right now. Jerry knows this because he has reminded me multiple times. I am the one that got Jerry hooked on texting. He did not like to text, didn't want to text, didn't care to text. And when we used to do pledge drives many years ago in California, I was big on texting and I got him hooked. And Jerry, I just want to publicly say I'm sorry.
I absolve you from your sin.
But it is true. Do you remember you were so mad at me at first? You were like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I went kicking and screaming. I went kicking and screaming with a lot of things on smartphones.
Yeah.
But that's why I said now I have a very limited uses for it, but I do need it. So.
Yeah, yeah. It has helped us. Okay, Gary is in Connecticut on Alexa. Hi, Gary. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's a coincidence, because the past 2 days I was thinking a lot about technology, just how much social media, with everything going on, you know, constantly check, you know, Twitter feeds, check what's going on, what's the latest update, and it just eats into the time, just very, you know, just a big distraction. at the end of the day, it takes away time from family. And I'm a dad of two little ones, so it takes away time from family, takes away time from prayer, you know, so it adds up. So I've been researching it the last 2 days, and you guys happen to be talking about this topic. Just want to share two tips that I'm looking into. One, there's a market for minimalist phones, so that's, mm-hmm. that's something I'm looking into. That's basically, they're smartphones, but they have no, only the basic apps, text messages, maps, clocks, but you can't install anything else on top of that. No browser, nothing like that. So, you know, the goal, if you really need to use that stuff, you gotta go find a computer and you know, sit down, because the having it in your hand is just too, easy to get distracted. And then the second tip, you know, something less costly would be just getting a religious wallpaper. So like I installed this morning the Agony in the Garden on my phone. So just a reminder. So when you go to unlock your phone, you're about to check your Twitter. You just look at that and you say, is this the right use of my time? You know, am I gonna use the next few minutes in the right way? So, and you know, it's been working. It's only 2 days, so but it's only one day.
That's awesome. Okay, so Gary, you'll be really proud of me. On the screen on my phone, I have Our Lady of Guadalupe. So there you go. Same thing, right? You got to keep your focus. I agree. And the minimalist phone idea, I think, is brilliant. And Jerry is correct. He typed over. He goes, "This is perfect for you, Debbie, because you're in the minimalist year." And yes, at the start of January, my husband Marty and I decided to kind of adopt this minimalist attitude, intention, direction. Why? Because we never know when God's going to call us home, and we really want to be in that place. And we didn't want to leave a ton of stuff from us and from our parents and everything to our kids and have to sort through everything. So we just decided it's time to let go of everything. And it has been so freeing. And everything we do keep has to do something. It really does revolve around our religion, our spirituality. And so I'm right with you, Gary. I think it's awesome. Great path forward. What do you think, Jerry?
No, I couldn't agree. I'd never heard about minimalist phones, but definitely something to look into, because, Gary, the things you said that are on there are actually just the few things that I use. I forgot about, you know, maps, and I use my phone as my alarm, whether I'm traveling or at home. So maybe something for all of us in the Take-Two family to look into. It could be something that helps us be better disciplined with our use of cell phones, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I have Our Lady of Guadalupe on my screen, the wallpaper.
Well, that's beautiful. And I know a lot of people who have mm-hmm. beautiful religious things on there. I happen to have my dog Duke is on my home screen. He's a good boy.
Saint Duke. Yeah, he's Saint a good
Duke.
Boy.
Yeah, he's a good
Saint
boy.
Duke. Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. You see, this is, well, how can I even criticize? I had Gracie for 14 years on my phone. She was the cutest little thing, and everybody loved to look at her on my phone. So mm-hmm. I'm right with you.
Well, right back to your takes on technology, but I have to tell you about EWTN News In Depth with Monse Alvarado, and it's Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio and Television. The Roundtable Discussion Series with in-depth interviews unapologetically examines and analyzes important issues, news, and events from an authentically Catholic perspective. And this week, they're going to be talking about what senators are doing to try mm-hmm. to codify Roe versus Wade. The Asian American community gathers to celebrate its Catholic heritage, and a college student trades in his football jersey for a Roman collar.
Wow.
Folks, you don't want to miss this week's EWTN News In-Depth with Monse Alvarado, Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, on many of these same EWTN radio affiliates.
That's a great show. I've been watching it lately. It's a really great show. Everything on EWTN is fabulous. I keep it on all the time. I feel like my mother. My mother used to have EWTN on all the time, 24 hours a day. It's amazing that the TV set, the tube didn't blow up or something. It was on all the time. And now I'm doing the same thing. It's funny how we should do a show on that. How as we get older, we start to do what our parents did. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make a note of it, folks. We're going to do that show. Okay, Carol has been waiting so patiently. Carol is in near Detroit, Michigan on Alexa. Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for this program. It's just wonderful. My arrangement with technology is that I try not to use it other than my cell phone. Therefore, I do not have a home phone. And I do not have a television, although they're there. They're not hooked up to current use. I'm totally blind, and I find that I do not need those. I get most of my news from my children and EWTN and the home radio. I find it less confusing, and I don't need all of that. Other technology. I don't need the computer. I don't need the television. And my cell phone doesn't work properly all the time, I think because of towers. But it does what I need it to do. And if I run into a situation where I can't remember a phone number or a person's name, I can always remember my son's phone numbers and call one of them to ask him to ask Alexa what to do. And when I'm at my son's house, which I am now, the Alexa they have is just wonderful. Tune in Catholic Radio Iowa, Catholic Music. I can't think of other ones I have listened to, but EWTN is just wonderful. I especially love the Sunday Masses. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful for shut-ins, and although I can get along without a lot of technology, I do like some.
Yeah. Well, we can certainly agree with you, Carol, on so many things there, and you just really got my memory rolling a little bit, because I mentioned yesterday I've been in radio 42 years, about 26 or 27 of those in Catholic radio, and I remember at the start, you know, when I first got into Catholic radio, what we kind of consider the Catholic radio movement today, there have been stations on college campuses and university, you know, for decades and decades, but kind of like the EWTN model of Catholic radio has been going now for, I don't know, about 25 or 30 years. And I've seen the development and the growth in how EWTN has adapted to the different technologies that are out there. And just, it's so important to do that. You know, there's so much garbage and evil and stuff, even on some of these platforms. But EWTN, we feel we have to be there to make sure that people may find us by accident, you know. And so EWTN has really embraced the technology and made great, great use of it. And you're someone who's benefited from that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Debbie, I think this, her call is very right on today.
Oh, it's a beautiful call. Thank you so much, Carol. You can hear it in your voice. You have a very deep, beautiful heart. So thank you.
Thank you for your wonderful programming. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, love you too. God bless.
Beautiful. I know we only have 3 minutes, but can we just hear real quickly what Sylvia said?
Sure.
She's a first time. Okay, Sylvia, real quickly, first time caller from Tucson, Arizona, listening on Sirius XM 130. We only have like 2 minutes, Sylvia, but you're going to talk about your grandkids and technology. Tell us something.
Okay. Real quick, my husband and I went to Pelham, Nevada to go pick up my grandkids. We're getting ready to get in the car. First thing they pulled out is their iPads, and I looking at them, and no, we're not putting this up. Well, Mom and Dad let us use these the whole trip. Oh, sweetie, I don't want your brain to turn into mush. Well, Nana, what's mush? I happened to leave a backpack in the classroom. Here's where our Lord has a sense of humor. And I'm digging in there to see what I had left in my backpack, and I'm like, I pull out a banana that's been sitting there for like 3 days. And I showed it to him. I said, this is what mush looks like. Oh no! I don't want my brain to turn into mush. And as an educator, they learn to rhyme and they learn to use their imagination. And then when Nana had to have her break and play her word feud for like 20 minutes, but then they got to play on their machine. So technology is wonderful, but parenting comes first.
Awesome, Sylvia. Great point there. And we're all, Debbie and I and our producer, are typing notes back and forth to each other. I type over whatever happened to slug bug. Remember, if you saw a Volkswagen mm-hmm. bug coming, you got to punch somebody else in the car in the arm. Did you ever play that, Debbie?
I'm not a boy. No, why would I want to get slugged? I don't understand.
I don't know.
No, I've heard of it. Yes, yes. I spy, you know, I spy something, you know, looking out into the horizon there. Yeah. No, that's a very nice game, I guess. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Dee and Marla and the others. You hear that music. It happens every day at this time. We can't do anything about it except sign off until tomorrow, and it is our urgent prayer show. God, I need you now. Bring your prayer intentions. Be getting them ready overnight and bring them to us. Those of you who have emailed and social media, we read all of them. Thank you so much. And Debbie, we got that prayer show tomorrow.
We do, and it's a great way to go into the weekend in prayer and to continue to pray for each other, because we are the mystical body of Christ. So please join us tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. And until tomorrow, we always ask St. Joseph, please pray for all of us.